Sefer Vayikra begins with an odd phenomenon, something that we don't find often in the Torah, and that is the small letter Aleph. The word Vayikra is read Vayikra, but the Aleph at the end of the word is written small in every Torah. And the Mefarshim discuss at length exactly what it means, Adarech Avoida, and why it comes at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, but perhaps this year, when Parshas Vayikra is the Akdama, is Erev Purim, we can explain the small letter Aleph and its connection specifically to the Yontif of Purim. We know that the Sfarim often tell us that the letter Aleph represents the Rabbana Shel Olam, Alufa Shel Olam, Yechuda Shel Olam, Echad Yochad Meyuchad, Anoichi Avaya Lekecha, the Aleph of Anoichi. The Aleph represents the real oneness of the world, which is the Rabbana Shem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu, Hashem Echad. The only real Echad is the Aleph, is the Rabbana Shel Olam. And the Pasuk's telling us that Vayikra, that when a person feels that the Aleph in their life is small, when a person feels that the presence of the Rabbana Shel Olam in their life is not felt, when a person doesn't feel dveikus to the Rabbana Shel Olam, and a person feels that the ruchnius, the spirituality in their life, is not something which is significant, then the Torah is hinting to us, then read the word Vayikra without the Aleph. Vayikra. What does Vayikra mean? We say, we're going to say in Purim, Le'yehuda ma'isa oira v'simcha v'sasayim, Vayikra. Vayikra is the letters Vayikra without the Aleph. And we know that Vayikra, the Gemara Megillah tells us, represents the concept of tefillin. Le'yehuda ma'isa oira v'simcha v'sasayim, Vayikra. Vayikra, zakti Gemara, elu tefillin. And perhaps what the Pasuk is telling us is that when you feel like the Rabbana Shel Olam is not significant in your life, when you feel like you're not davuk to the Rabbana Shel Olam, and perhaps you feel that you've been abandoned by the Rabbana Shel Olam, like Klal Yisrael felt at the end of the 70 years of Golas Bavel, when they felt and Achashverosh convinced them that the Rabbana Shel Olam had forgotten about them, just remember Vayikra. Remember the tefillin. Remember what the Gemara in Brachas tells us, that the same way we wear tefillin, the Rabbana Shel Olam wears tefillin as well. And in the Rabbana Shel Olam's tefillin, it says, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. The same way our tefillin says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we talk about the Aleph in our lives, but we also have to remember that the Rabbana Shel Olam wears tefillin that talks about the Aleph in his life, so to speak. The Klal Yisrael, who's Goy Echad Ba'aretz, who's also that concept of Echad. And therefore the Pasuk's giving us chizik that when we feel like Klal Yisrael felt, and we feel abandoned and left on the side of the road, Chalila Kaviyachal Wa the Rabbana Shel Olam, and we feel like the Aleph in our life is small, Vayikra. The way to get out of it is to remember that the Rabbana Shel Olam at every moment is wearing tefillin to talk about the beauty and the chashivas of every single Yid. That the Rabbana Shel Olam is saying, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And even when we don't feel it, if we recognize that the Rabbana Shel Olam is saying that, and the Rabbana Shel Olam believes that, and the Rabbana Shel Olam lives that every moment, and the Rabbana Shel Olam is wearing those tefillin, the tefillin of the Rabbana Shel Olam, which say, Mika amchi so ge'echer ba'aretz, then we'll be able to get back to the place that we need to get. And we'll be able to pick ourselves up, not to go to the Suda of Achashverosh, not to be caught up in the world of Haman, but to be able to overpower the klipa of Haman and Amalek, and to be able to get back to the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. Hashem should help us that when our echad, the echad in our life, feels small, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad doesn't feel significant, that we should remember Vayikra, we should remember the tefillin of the Rabbana Shel Olam, and in that way recognize how precious every Yid is to Hashem, and in that way be able to pick ourselves back up and be able to get back to the place of Geula and be zeichet to build the third Beis HaMikdash. Have a lichtig Shabbos and a freilichim Purim.